When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with Cyclone Fanatic telling you about one of my favorite companies that I've worked with, and I hire them all the time. Country Landscapes, they're located up in Ames, but they have offices in Eastern Iowa as well, over in North Liberty, got one up in Clear Lake. I've hired Country Landscapes to do all the landscaping in my front yard, but I've also hired them to come over and give me advice on planting trees in my front and backyard, stuff I don't really know about. But boy, the folks at Country Landscapes are experts in this field. They also have a skilled stonemason division that creates outdoor living and cooking spaces. That's something I need to look into. Check them out. Country Landscapes. You want that dream fire pit in your backyard? That's an idea for this spring. Country Landscapes, supporting our March Madness coverage of the Cyclones here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
When you're Iowa's dealer for life, you do things different. And as your dealer for life, we've driven together for over 45 years.
Carl Chevrolet, we're proud of where we're from.
We created a premium car buying experience easy for anyone. We serve more Iowans than ever with more locations and more brands. So together, let's drive from your first car to your last car, making memories along the way. We'll always be your dealer for life.
Frank, when you think fairway, you think fresh. Is that the winning culture you've tried to create?
Penelope Pineapple, what an unbelievable produce performance. How does your team stay so fresh?
Sunkissed Orange, is it true fairway has offered the freshest produce in town since 1938?
What can we say? Our produce is so fresh, we're speechless.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Road and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Cyclone Fanatic postgame show, and what a game to do it after. Iowa State comes back from a 20-point deficit to take down Maryland, 93-86 in advance to the second round. If you hear the crowd in the background, the Stanford game's going on now. It seems like it's pretty loud in there. So I'm really excited for whoever Iowa State faces on Sunday night. But got to take a minute just to appreciate the 40-point game from Audie Crooks. That was absolutely insane. I know I called for it on a pregame. We did that interview with Addie Brown, and she had said that the first thing she thought, the first thing that came to her head when she looked at Maryland and started scouting Maryland was who's going to guard Audie. And she was completely right. Audie goes for 40. She missed a few free throws in there. The all-time single game record for Iowa State scoring happens to be 42 points. So she just missed it at the end there, but still all in all, a really terrific performance. And I'm sure you can expect big things from her going down the road, especially with what that one might bring her in terms of confidence and swagger. And you guys know she doesn't lack either of those things already. So other than that, I wanted to spotlight just the overall team effort. And I say this at the start of all our broadcasts, but shoot your questions and comments down in there. If I'm not talking about something, I want to make sure I don't miss it, and I want to know what you guys are thinking, especially now that we're kind of 30, 40 minutes removed from the game. It's a little less instant. But wanted to spotlight Emily Ryan, 18 points and 14 assists. She was dishing the ball to Audie like she was Austin Arnaud, dropping it in Todd Blythe's hands, or Josh Lenz for that matter. I think I mixed errors together on that one. You guys can fact check me on any of those. But Austin was here at the game today. He's going to be here Sunday. He lives out in the Bay Area, and Bill gave him a little shout out in his press conference too. And we're going to get that up on our YouTube page. But Kelsey Jones with 12 points. I think that that surprised me the most. I didn't you know, there's some players where you'd be shocked if they went for double digits. And if they went for double digits, it'd be shocking to see you lose that game because you got that from them. Not undermining Kelsey or anything. She played phenomenally. She drew a really big foul down the stretch. She sold the fall a little bit, but, you know, what are you going to do? And these officials were very gracious. If you wanted to sell it, they were going to grant it to you. John asked, most entertaining game of the day, men's or women's? I don't know if I could accurately. I think it'd be a biased answer because I'd say absolutely yes, but I didn't see some of the men's and some of the women's games. But take the first round, take the round of 64 on both sides at the end of the weekend, and let me know what you think. They got down 20, and I had said on here before the game, I really like this matchup. I really like that. They don't have anyone to go after Crooks. They're not this extravagant 3-point shooting four guard team that's going to cook you up and down the floor and make you wonder, man, where'd they get all these shooters from? And then Maryland's Allie Kubik starts the game 5 of 5 from the 3-point line. She could not miss. She finished 7 of 8. She had a couple of big ones in the second half too. And they just weren't missing. I think they were 6 of 7 as a team in the first quarter and 9 of 12 to start the game. It might have been 9 of 13 by halftime, but I know for a fact that 9 was there first. Maryland was hitting everything that it could hit in the first half, and that was effectively what built them to that 20-point lead. And thankfully or fortunately for Iowa State, they started chipping away at that with about a minute to go. They went on a little 4-2, 6-2 run near the end of the first half that, you know, trimmed the lead to 16. And then Maryland dribbled out the clock at the end of halftime, I believe. And that, you know, you set it up to 16 instead of 20. Well, they took the 16 down in 7 minutes on the dot. And then they had a timeout right after that. And it's like, okay, now it's a new game. Now it feels different. And, you know, you did exactly what you wanted to do coming in here when the clock was on zeros at the start of the game. So that's what I was – when they – kind of went to halftime and everything, and I'm sitting there thinking about the game, and it felt like Iowa State was getting ran up and down the floor, but I was also still, I don't always be the pessim or the optimistic guy and say like this, the game's never over until the clock hits zero. Partially true, but there's some games where you're just out of it and you're not, you have no business coming back into it. Iowa State had all the business to come back into that game. They had the favorable matchups. They had the, you know, favorable 50-50 battles, and they were drawing the fouls that they needed to, and eventually it went their way. And that the big part of that was a defensive switch they made at halftime. Bill said they changed the offense and defense to kind of rotate around Audie rather than a different set that they run. So that move in Iowa State being able to execute early in the third quarter was completely what won them this game. I would say Audie's 40-point game kept it from not being close at the end for damn sure. Kelsey and Nye were great off the bench. They both were. Nye's 3-pointer was fantastic. If she would have gotten one more of those, I mean, that could have been, it could have been a lot messier, dirtier, lot worse of a blowout win if Nye had hit one at the right time with the way Iowa State's fans were going off in that gym. It was pretty empty. It was a lot of players, family and friends, and the band. The Iowa State band was having a great time. I'm sitting right in front of them. They were giving a Maryland player the business the entire first quarter. And Bree McDaniel's her name. She hits a three, and then she turns around and shushes the band and, like, stared them down for 2-3 seconds. And it's third quarter, I think she's at the free throw line after Maryland had given up the lead. And I think she hit one to take the lead, and either after the first one or the second one, she turned back towards the band and shushed them again. So they were getting in at least her head, for good or for bad, whatever you might think about that. But that was, they were entertaining me the entire game. It takes, they're the true diehards in that section. I love what they do. What else did I have from this one? I was really entertained with, obviously, Audie's, you know, massive numbers and everything like that, but she celebrates after and once, and it is, I mean, you want your whole team to see her doing that and get the energy that she has in her body, and you want it in everyone else's now. and it's infectious. She really, and it's, she's a positive person. She's not like, you could call it showboating if you're a person that's going to use that phrase anyway, I guess. But yeah, she'll get everybody in the building amped, whether she's, and you saw it against Texas, whether she's down 17 or up 17. And she had an and one pretty early in that run, and that helped Iowa State out a lot. It's really, really cool to see. I don't think I mentioned she had 12 rebounds tonight, also went 18 of 20 from the field. Massive, massive numbers. I think there's only been two players in college basketball history that have been able to do that in an NCAA tournament game, I believe I just read. Not sure who had that stat. One I do know for a fact, that's the second biggest comeback win in NCAA tournament history on the women's side. It's second only to a 2017 game, I want to say. Game doesn't matter. 21 point comeback between Texas A&M and Penn State. But yeah, 20 points to come back and be able to do that was just absolutely crazy. I hope you guys enjoyed watching it on your TVs. I know it's 9:43 there, so it's getting to be that time of the night. Nightcap games coming up, but it's a little weird being on the West Coast and like the latest game tonight is 7:30. It's just insane to me. And he says, imagine going from playing at Hilton to an empty Stanford house. Crazy difference. You're right. There was some of that. It still got to like 1/10 of what Municipal would be in like a heavily attended Big 12 women's championship, if that helps your comparison. T-Mobile was a little different because it's so spacious. It doesn't feel like it can get overwhelmingly loud on you in the middle unless you got a really full barn there. But here was like kind of close to the size of Municipal. It's a really unique arena. I like it way more than Tennessee's, and maybe I just like these smaller ones because they're small and you can create havoc really quickly with it. But I really like what they got. It was tiny, but the fans that were here made enough noise to make up for that at least. The over-the-top passes are hard to pass and catch from Kurt. Credit this team to stay with it. You're absolutely right. They connected on more of those than I could count, and more than any Iowa State fan could ever dream. That was the bread and butter for Iowa State in that entire run in that second half, and that was a really big thing that helped to get them the win. So we'll be with you all weekend. I've got some stuff I gotta write before I leave. Caliber is your presenting sponsor for Iowa State women's basketball postseason coverage. The whole reason I'm able to be here tonight, be in the building, be covering it is from people like them, our awesome sponsors, and being able to cover a women's basketball team through it, through local media. It's what we've been able to do. I'm really lucky to get to do what I do. So appreciate them. Carl Auto Group, Fairway, Central States Roofing, Keen, and Country Landscapes, and everything they do for us. Are you fit? Andrew asked if I'm fitting in okay with the hassle elitists. I've been all right. I've been wearing a sprint car shirt, so I'm trying to avoid them as much as I can. Over the top passes will be tougher on Sunday against Cameron Brink and Stanford. You're right, Lee. Norfolk State's still in it, though. I think it was only a 4-point game last time I checked. Let me see if it'll load real quick here. I think this team's playing with house money now. I would offer that opinion. They really got nothing to lose. I just watched Stanford get off to a really kind of slow, uncharacteristic start against Norfolk. It's now 26-13. So if you leave the door. Oh, thanks, Andrew. Just missed it. If you leave the, if they leave the door open from you, go take it and see what you can do with it. I'm really excited to see that game. It'll be Sunday night. It'll be on ESPN. A lot more eyes on Audie Crooks, a lot more eyes on Iowa State women's basketball. Not sure the network on ESPN, so it could be ESPN, ESPN2, you get the point. I'll let you guys know when we find out TV designations and all that stuff. Appreciate y'all for following along, and thanks for allowing me to get to do this. Love you, Carolyn. Appreciate you guys. And thanks again to Caliber of Iowa, and I'll be signing off now. See you guys on Sunday. I'll see you on Sunday. We'll be around.